You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Here in Manhattan, Kansas, your host, Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, coming at you on this Tuesday, September 26, 2023, this golf special edition of this podcast, all things K-State. We're making a left-hand turn here tonight on this podcast here, folks. I told you, K-State Nation, if you're new to the podcast, we try to cover all. That's our motto for this podcast, all things K-State sports, football, basketball, men's and women's. You got women's soccer going on tomorrow, I think. I just looked at it for hitting record on the podcast. I know volleyball will be in action tomorrow in Morgantown there as well. I believe soccer is concluding their three-game swing on the road. I believe that's going to be against TCU. K-State soccer needs to get something going there on that as well. So lots going on. Cross country resumes their season on Friday. Football team is off. So volleyball will be busy this weekend as well. We'll have a match here on Saturday as well. The Pro Project Podcast is first time listening to the pod. Welcome aboard. Appreciate you guys for stopping by tonight, whenever you listen to this podcast, or if you're making this your first listen on Hump Day Wednesday. Appreciate it for hopping on board here tonight for the podcast. Eddie Greer, host of the podcast. Of course, Alex Aiden, my co-host, for reaction due to my new software on my new podcast recorder. So he'll be on usually for the Monday reaction after the football games. But since we have a bye week, you're going to be hearing a lot more of him next week. I believe we might do two or three shows. I know we're going to do one on basketball for sure. Jerome Tang getting an extension there as well. Dial and talk about that as well. Jerome Tang, oh, by the way, Jerome Tang was at the Chiefs game over the weekend as well. But who also played over the weekend was the K-State men's golf team. We'll touch on the women here in a few moments here. The K-State men's golf team carded one of the 8 under par rounds among 20 teams. Yeah, 20 teams. This was the William H. Tucker Intercollegiate, which they played over the weekend as well. Moving into Tuesday, they moved up a spot after today to 8th place, par 72 during, well, actually, overall, it's par 72, 7,546. Yard course at the University of New Mexico golf course over there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And remember, the men's golf team, we haven't talked, and due to this new laptop that I got for the podcast, haven't talked much about the golf side so far this semester. We're getting into that here right now. Of course, the men, we talked about them briefly either the week before or 2 weeks ago that they won here in Corbett Hills. That's in Manhattan, Kansas, right here. So they won that, so they picked up right where they left off here. And K-State gained in the final day of this tournament, 2 under par, 286. Earlier today, I should say, the Cats, 54-hole score, 3 under, par 861, and they finish ahead of USC Trojans, I should be specific there. The Wildcats also finished in front of Colorado, San Diego. That's Alex territory. Alex, listen to this. San Diego and TCU, each of these teams made the postseason a year ago. And K-State, remember, this men's golf team came a spot short of making it to the playoffs a year ago. Heartbreaking after just a great year across the board, being ranked from start to finish in the regular season there as well. Grant Robbins, after the fact, we got him in a little quote saying, quote, "I thought we played pretty well today." And he continues from head coach Robbins, quote, "The course was set up pretty tough and with its rough and hole locations. And I felt like everyone played solid. We had a few too many three putts and we just gave away too many shots the first couple of rounds. Overall, this was a good experience for us. It was good to go up against a strong field on a difficult golf course this early in the season. There were a lot of positives, but it also showed us a lot of areas in which we need to improve," end quote there as well. Luke O'Neill was a top Wildcat finisher the senior, tied for 12th place, 5 under par to 11. Cooper Schultz also finished under par as well, tying for 18th place. He moved up one spot during the final round thanks to a score of even par 72. Backing up a little bit to Nicholas Mason, who turned in the lowest round for the Wildcats on a day today with a 4 under par 68. Mason from Shawnee, Kansas, moved up 32 spots up the leaderboard, finished tied for 24th overall with a 1 under par 215. Others, the transfers, Alex Lindstrom and J.P. Roller also improved in the final round as well. Lindstrom joined the Wildcats from Hutch, Hutchinson, for those of you new to the pod. Hutchinson Community College, which I'm familiar with, moved up 3 spots to a tie of 68-8 over par 224. Roller, who came to K-State from Texas Tech, improved 10 spots to a tie of 86th place at 12 over par 228 after a solid outing, 1 over par 73 in the final round as well. And of course, why not? It never fails. The host team, New Mexico, takes the lead and wins it. They're a 29 under par, par 835. They finished three spots ahead of Roller's former team, Texas Tech, which held the 36 hole lead throughout this intercollegiate match. San Diego State's Tyler Kowak, who came from sixth place in the final day today to win the individual championship there in the intercollegiate at New Mexico. So the next time you're going to see this golf team, or will maybe see the golf team, will be here in not this week coming up. Well, what's it say in 2 weeks? October 9th and through the 11th, as the Wildcats will compete in the Big 12. Already, the Big 12 Match Play Championship, which was held this semester at Houston Oaks Golf Course in Houston, Texas, there as well. So, like I said, we're already almost coming up on the month of October, folks. It's coming fast after this week is over. So, when we hit Sunday, it is going to be, as I switch my screen over to the women's side here, when we hit Sunday, it's going to be October. Yeah, it's crazy, right? So already we're starting to get closer to the end of 2023. This is the golf edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in the house for this podcast as usual. There as well. K-State women's golf, right? We'll finish off with these ladies here. Of course, they have a new coach under Stu Burke. We talked about that earlier this summer as well. And for the Cats here, they're in the Norman Oakleman for their first tournament of the year. The K-State women's golf team was unable to continue their momentum, which they gained throughout the weekend. Under par, second round, as the Wildcats carded 14 over par 294 during the final round of the Schooners Fall Classic yesterday. Par 70, 6,182 Belmar Golf Club down there in Norman, Oklahoma. The Wildcats would begin today tied for fifth. Man, this is a missed opportunity for the ladies there. And it really was impressive. Especially Stu Burke, who's been in Manhattan before. I mentioned this earlier this summer, coming back now as the new head coach of the K-State women's golf team, but failed to finish, going down to 11th place and finishing outside the top 10 there with a final score of 16 over par 856. Stu Burke, after this invitational was wrapped up, quote, saying, "We missed a big opportunity today with our poor play." Ooh, ouch. So, you know, he's saying that he knows that they missed a huge opportunity there and he expects better from his team. And remember, they got one of the better transfers on this team. More on that later on in the semester, or I'll get to that here momentarily. Quote, ultimately, the team is learning it has to be in position to close more often. The positives outweigh the negatives in terms of performance and progress we're making. But at this level, mistakes are highlighted. It's on me to prepare the ladies better for next event, end quote there as well. So all blame is to go around there. So coach is kind of taking heart a little bit here. I mean, that's needed here a little bit. It's a little freshness here for the golf team here from Coach Burke there as well. The bright spot on the final round was Carla Bernat, one of the transfers to K-State, one under par 69 in the final round. This is actually who was one to talk about, actually. From Tulane, who has played with Stu Burke in the past, put together a fairly clean scorecard with two birdies and one bogey on a day. She paired every hole on the back nine. Bernat showed improvement throughout the event, according to 74 last Saturday and a 71 on Sunday before the under par final round score. She finished within a tie for 34th place on the Invitational, four over par 214. The top Wildcat finisher in the final round belonged to Anika Navarro, tied for 22nd place, one over par 211, following a round of three over par 73 yesterday afternoon. And you catch your veterans as well. Seniors Illy Vargas and Gabriella McNelly locked up tied for 58th and 61st, respectively. Vargas, four over par 74 in the final round, which put her eight over par 218. One shot ahead of her teammate, Gabriella, who was unable to capitalize on a career best 68 last Sunday there and followed up with a bad round herself. And then, of course, one of the young freshmen, Julia Ballester Barrio, locked up for 71st place, 15 over par 225 in her first collegiate tournament as a K-State Wildcat. Wake Forest, the defending national champions on the women's side, easily ran away with this, 29 under par 811 there, 22 shots. You got to go all the way back to 22 shots in front of second place Virginia Tech. Morgan Ketchum of Virginia Tech won the individual crown in this Invitational as well. So K-State, after bobbling the golf balls a little bit here in this final round, now have to rally back. And they'll have to try to redeem themselves next Monday and Tuesday. That is, if I do my calendar in my head correctly, that's October 2nd and the 3rd. So next week, K-State will try to respond at the Maryland Smith Sunflower Invitational at Colbert Hills. That's right here again, right back here in Manhattan, Kansas. And oh, baby, what Stu Burke will love nothing better but to win a home match right here in front of your home crowd. So that will be huge for Stu Burke as well. So already you can kind of feel his disappointment through what I was saying in his quotes there as well. So that, my friends, is kind of what's been going on with the golf team as well. So not, it could have been better. I know the men's golf team lost a couple of key members of that ranked team from a year ago, which was high, ranked high as 18th. In the case, the women's golf team was off to a solid start as well before kind of struggling late in this Invitational as well out there, down there at Norman, Oklahoma. So kudos all around to the head coaches, Greg Robbins on the men's side and Stu Burke, the new head coach for K-State women's golf on that side as well. So you just see how women's golf is going to respond to that. You know what you got to do. You're at Colbert Hills, which obviously, I never played on that course, okay? But you know what to expect at that course. So we'll see how they respond next week there as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Golf Edition is about to be in the books. Again, Oxane, me, Eddie Greer, we will be back on, well, I'll be back on plenty this week. But, yeah, Oxane, you'll be hearing more of him. Obviously, there's no football game this weekend. But you'll be hearing him again on Monday. Probably have a basketball pod, maybe two actually. We'll check in on the women as well as they're getting these teams getting ready for their start here. It's going to be early November before we all know it, but we have to get through the rest of this week. And, of course, we still have a full month of October to get through sports as well. So a lot of anticipation there as well. We'll see what the volleyball team does tomorrow afternoon against West Virginia. I will back up to women's soccer at another podcast as well. Can women's soccer get things going? We'll have to find out soon enough later on this week. Right now, it's going to wrap things up on a special golf edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer, we'll talk to y'all here at some point. We'll be back here this week. Go Cats.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats.